Hey folks, Chad Malkus for the law firm of Hodes, Passon & Katz. Bet you didn't know that you can pass your estate to your children while also retaining those assets in trust for their lifetime. You can use a bloodline trust to protect the inheritance during your child's lifetime from creditors, a lawsuit, or a divorce. It's a perfect tool for a business, family farm, or a vacation property. Bloodline trust can continue for generations. If properly sculpted, the bloodline trust can skip multiple generations of federal estate taxes. You can learn more about these and other changes in the complex elder care and death tax law at our HBK seminars. We have them on a monthly basis at our Towson and Cambridge offices. You can go online at hbklegal.com to find out about them, or call me, Chad Malkus, at 410-228-1040. And if you have a question for me here on Shore Law, you can email me at shorelaw@hbklegal.com. That's shorelaw@hbklegal.com. And we're back with Colleen Kettenhofen. I've said it right each time, right, Colleen?
Yes, you have. Good. I'm impressed.
That's good stuff.
Great work, Chad.
All right. Yeah, that's, if I've done one thing right today, it is pronouncing your name. But Colleen, we talked a lot of about a lot of different issues that bosses face and employees face. You know, what are some key points you want to drive home to our listeners who are either employers or employees?
I can tell you, with the more than 200 bosses that I interviewed, one thing I asked them, as I mentioned earlier, is what are 10 things most employees don't know or do to keep their bosses happy? And I'll list what a few of these are for any of your listeners, because I think these are important not just for employees, but also for those in a leadership position to be the role model. And
right.
The number one thing you must do is certainly show up for work on time,
mm-hmm.
and especially with employees, begin on time. Don't be a social butterfly standing around in the
right.
break room for 20 minutes. With all the speaking engagements I've conducted, I always hear about people showing up late and leaving early. And
I've never understood that. It makes absolutely no sense to me. I mean, you know, at the very least, show up on time or early. I mean, you look that much better if you're that, you know, what's the big deal, 5 minutes before? And, you know, your day typically goes so much better if you set your alarm early, get up, do your stuff. You know, if you're going to work out, you know, you work out and then go to work. And you just, it's a whole different outlook on your day if you're able to do that, as opposed to rolling out of the bed, quick shower, race to work. And, you know, it takes you 2 hours to unwind once you get to work, just to get in the right mindset to even do your job.
That's so true. When I show up for a speaking engagement, I'm there an hour to an hour and a half early.
Right.
Because, as you said, you're going to be under a lot less stress if you're relaxed and
yep.
you're prepared. And what I have found is, like it or not, people do watch to see what time you arrive at work
yeah.
in the morning and what time you leave. And some bosses are having a real challenge with the youngest generation, people who are right out of college. And this is not me saying this, but what they are saying is they feel like a lot of them have a sense of entitlement that they
right.
really didn't have to work. And so their attitude is, judge me by the results I get, not by what time I come in, which certainly works in some professions like sales,
yeah.
but not necessarily others.
Well, and it's a big problem with these millennials, as they call them, you know, and I'm turning 40 tomorrow, so I get to talk about...
Oh, happy birthday!
Thank you. But I get to talk about a younger generation now, and, you know, these millennials that are, you know, they're graduating college with a sense of entitlement, like, you know, if I don't... you know, if I don't like this job, I can just jump right to the next one, and they need to treat me with the respect, and I deserve, you know, all this, and this. I think some of them now are sort of running into cold, hard reality because of the nature of the market and the economy. They're moving back in with mom and dad.
Yes.
But, you know, it's an amazing sort of turn of events as opposed to, like, what, you know, my parents' generation was and how they looked at a job.
And even the Generation Xers, who are managers, are saying the same thing, that they're really having a hard time with the people right out of school. They just feel that they treat them with no respect, and they're telling me that they're now putting pictures in their employee handbook in terms of the dress code, what is and isn't acceptable, because otherwise these very young people are saying, well, you didn't tell me, you know, well, that's not in the dress code
right.
that I couldn't wear such and such. So that is
a shirt that shows off
really key, the
tattoos on my back and that sort of thing. You know, that sort of thing. No, it's a big issue with a lot of businesses and a lot of employers that I deal with, and it's just like, you know, they're like, who are these people that are coming and demanding all these things? And I, you know, maybe it's the generation that grew up where every soccer team that they played on, they got a trophy no matter whether they were in last place or first place, and you know, they're rewarded and constantly, you know, never told that something was incorrect.
Took the words right out of my mouth, because I have an article. We've got a lot of articles on the website, and in one of them, that's what I wrote, that when you're managing or working with these people, you've got to remember, for some of them, every child got a trophy. There were no losers,
right.
And that's why it's so hard for everybody else in the workplace, and that's why I think the rules have to be established early on, and I like to say hiring the right people is half the battle, because if you explain the corporate culture or just the organization's culture right from the get-go, you're a little bit less likely to hire the wrong person.
Right.
And even sometimes in my speaking engagements, I will have the millennials who are managers, and they're telling me that even with them, they will push the envelope and not show a lot of respect. And it's interesting, because the second thing that bosses want to see is somebody who is a team player, courteous, helpful, and respectful to everyone. And it's interesting, we talked about generations, Chad, because in my book, Secrets Your Boss Isn't Telling You, chapter 12 is actually thriving in today's multi-generational workplace. And it's all about how to manage, motivate, and work with the millennials, the Xers, the boomers, and even the radio agers who are, in some cases, still in the workplace.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, in my daily life, I'm dealing with all ages of clients, and within the workplace, I'm dealing with, you know, there's attorneys that are, you know, been practicing law for 50 years, and some kids in my firm that are, you know, fresh out of law school, and you know, you have to be able to deal on multiple different levels with them. But you know, Colleen, I want you to come back on and talk to you some more about this. But if you could tell people how to get your book.
Sure, you can order it on Amazon. The book is Secrets Your Boss Isn't Telling You. It is also on our website, bouncebackhire.com, and that's bounceback, H-I-G-H-E-R. And we've got articles on the website dealing with difficult people, managing difficult people, and so forth. We
Good
also
stuff.
Have CDs on the website, so there's a lot of information
Wonderful. Colleen Kettenhofen, thank you very much for being on Shore Law today. You've been listening to Shore Law with Chad Malkus.